Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you'll get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matters more than ever. Place your money line, prop, or parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park.
You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, activities, excursions, and more in one place to make your trip truly unforgettable. Viator has over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from. Everything from simple tours to extreme adventures and all the niche, interesting stuff in between. So you can plan something that everyone you're traveling with will enjoy. Real traveler reviews give the inside scoop from people who've already been on the experiences you're considering, so you can plan with confidence. Free cancellation helps you plan for the unexpected, and 24/7 customer support means you can travel worry-free. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.
Old School with DP and J on 93.7 The Ticket and theticketfm.com.
Welcome back, Old School. We appreciate you guys hanging out with us. 402-464-5685. I'm going to ask a question, knowing that it is going to irritate some folks, but I need to know, what is the minimum standard, acceptable standard for this football season? Minimum acceptable standard.
Are you asking me?
I'm asking you both. Jay Foreman.
Go ahead, Nate.
All right, Nate. What's,
go ahead, Nate.
Come on.
A lot of fans are saying, I like, because I think I can be the voice of the fan in this sense. I think a lot of fans are saying 6-6, but I don't agree with
what
that.
Is yours?
Ain't no
fans. Not them. Not them.
What fans are you talking to?
I'm telling you, the water cooler, we always have fans. It blows up all the time. Uh-huh. Everyone says 6-6. Man, you got to make it to a bowl game.
I can
game.
Guarantee you none of the 1,000 subscribers to the YouTube channel for the ticket. Tickets YouTube channel or on the app, say 6-6. You need to hang out with some different fans and friends.
Literally, the first two texts said 6 wins.
Oh, man. You come
I'm telling you,
if you come up to me in Hy-Vee talking about 6 wins, I got to go.
I will say.
I'll just keep it moving. I'll just look at right? you just like this. Hey, I'm out of here, man.
I'm going to say 7. But they have to start 3-0.
I'm gonna have them download the Ace Ventura Lihoo Sir. Because I don't understand.
Why
did you go through everything you went through
to be basic? What's the question again?
What is the bare minimum accepted standard for this football team this year?
7.
So they're essentially, you just got to make a bowl game.
They're saying, a lot of our texters and a lot of people that listen say you have to make a bowl game. I don't agree with that. 6-6 is unacceptable.
I'm not talking about what it's going to take to keep Frost. I don't care what it takes to get rid of Frost. That's not what I'm talking about. See, because the program is going to react and respond to its heart, blood, and its pump. The fan base is the pump. You guys determine how we're going to do this.
Yeah, I mean, it's different. I mean, if you go – and this is not talking both sides, but just say the team goes 6-6 and you have like a rash of injuries, then that's more understandable versus 6-6 and you don't.
But if you give an out, we know this, right?
But it's not an out, though. If you have a ton of injuries, then at key positions or key players, you can't. Okay. I mean, you just can't.
So Ohio State lost five starters last year. They didn't care. Michigan,
right, but
Michigan,
we're not Ohio State though.
Well, but I mean, are we going to be little sisters of the poor, or are we going to set a standard and say, look, we're grown ups, we're big boys, we're gonna.
Right, but if Ohio State goes 10-3, which they expect to go 13 or 14-0, and their quarterback misses half or three quarters of the season, I'm sure when Ryan Day goes and talks, I mean, granted, Ryan Day's not going to get fired.
Well, he's got two five stars behind him.
Yeah, but they have no experience. Yeah. Just because you're five star doesn't mean you're good. But ultimately, I would probably say a little bit more than six.
Okay, so
know what to do. The bare minimum, I expect to win eight or more games.
Yeah,
I don't know what anything else besides that.
I don't know
how to answer any questions.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know what people. Wet Blanket says 6-6. He goes because that would be doubling last season's win total. And how is that not acceptable progress?
Then we should just go 3-0 and then shut the season down.
It's so weird. Jeremy says it has to be a winning season in disciplined football. Faisal says I want at least 8 wins. It's year 5. Come on. Cleet says 8 wins.
So let me ask the person about disciplined football, right? Mm-hmm. So say if you win 10 games and you got undisciplined football. What is your idea of disciplined football? And really, what's acceptable changes year to year because the dynamics change. Clemson is a perfect example. They've won 10 games 11 years in a row.
Mm-hmm.
That last year, those 10 wins didn't look like
– they said it was a down year last year.
Right, but the 10 wins last year didn't –
to dream.
The 10 wins last year and that team last year didn't even look close to a Clemson team 7 years ago from the way that they played.
Spencer says 8 wins. John and Cortland says 7. Ryan says 9. Disingenuous says the minimum to make me happy is 9 wins. I can get with that. Ryan says 9 wins. Thad says 9 wins. Drew says 8. Let's see here. Bare minimum is 6. Minimum.
His name is Bare Minimum.
Yeah. Well, I just.
His name tells you how many
7.
Wins he wants.
It's got to be 7.
7
with this
to what?
Schedule,
7
with this
to what?
Schedule.
What does 7 do for you?
I think because if you look at the schedule, 6-6 means that you have no marquee wins that you can say, okay, that's a good win. It's beating the teams that you should beat. 7 wins, you have to sprinkle in at least 1 against an Iowa, a Minnesota, a Purdue, a Michigan.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you'll get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matters more than ever. Place your money line, prop, or parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park.
This is the place where Black is the main character, where we dive into something new like the latest season of Them, The Scare, and the award-winning American Fiction. Or add to the experience by buying or renting the biopic of a legend, Bob Marley, One Love. And add on channels like Paramount Plus and Stars to bask in nostalgia with Beverly Hills Cop and BMF. Explore Prime Video's culture-rated collection and enjoy old school greats and new school hits. Restrictions apply. See Amazon.com/Amazon Prime for details.
I don't care who it – name whoever you want. You have to beat a team that has a winning record that will go to a bowl game. At 6-6, you don't even have
beat the people you're supposed to beat, and then of the four, like there's four or five, okay, if you include Oklahoma in that space, right? Oklahoma, Iowa, Wisconsin, Michigan, Ohio State. Of those five.
Ohio State
Minnesota.
Or Minnesota. So those are the five.
You're not counting Purdue?
I'd throw Purdue in there, too.
No, because you should beat Purdue.
Purdue's
sorry.
Purdue's a 9-win football team.
I don't care. See, this is the thing. Stop making excuses for people not to do their jobs. Stop accepting less than. I don't like it. I don't like it. I don't like it.
But what makes you think Purdue is not a good football team, though?
I'm not saying they're not a good football team, but Nebraska should be able to beat good football teams.
Oh, we're not saying that, but if you play Purdue, if Purdue's a good football team, mm-hmm. I don't know what the standard is. You won't go 10-0 against them.
What I will say is
in 10 years,
the reason I'm saying 7 is you have to beat a team with a winning record. You can go 6-6.
Spencer says the schedule.
Beat a single team with a
winning
record.
Spencer says the schedule is too soft not to get 8. Bo Lever says 7 and it has to look good. But you also have the other side. How the heck are we saying 9 wins when we won 3 last year? But I think
Nate,
jump across the bridge for goodness sake.
All right, Nate. Here we go. I'm gonna put you on the spot. Here we go. Northwestern. Win or loss?
Win.
Okay, that's one, right?
Yep.
North Dakota.
Win.
Georgia Southern.
Win.
Oklahoma.
Win.
Okay, so you're 4-0.
Uh huh.
Okay, and what'd you say? 7.
I said you have to get 7. I have Nebraska at 9-3.
Okay. Well, then let's go where your 7 would come from.
Where my 7 would come from.
We'll backtrack.
Okay.
Okay, so we'll start where it possibly could end up being 7.
The 7-game scenario.
The 7-game. Okay. So Northwestern, again, a W, right?
Win.
Georgia Southern and North Dakota, win.
Win.
So it's 3-0. Okay. Now the first one
would be Oklahoma.
Okay, what would that be?
You'd be 3-1.
Okay, so that'd be a loss, right? Okay.
You see Nate? Yeah. Was like,
okay.
So, no, but if this is our scenario,
okay,
that would be a loss.
Okay.
Okay, Indiana.
Would be a win.
Okay, so now you're 4-1. Right?
Mm-hmm. Because these are the teams you should beat.
Rutgers.
Would be a win.
Purdue.
Would be a loss.
So now the game, now you're what, 5-2?
You're 5-2, yeah.
Okay. Illinois.
That's your win.
Okay, so now you're 6-2. Right?
Mm-hmm.
Here comes the gauntlet.
And here's where you have to win one of these games.
If you're 6-2, you better win 2 of these. Hold on.
We're talking about the scenario that Nathan is talking about.
Yeah,
right here,
okay. Give
I'm
it to me.
To get to,
go,
okay?
go.
Okay, so I got a sneaky feeling that this is the game that you're going to pick for 7, Minnesota.
I think that's the last one.
Okay, and then the rest of the – at Michigan, Wisconsin, and at Iowa.
You finish 0-3. That's the scenario.
Ah, that's where we all start banging our head against the wall
but
again.
But I also think Nebraska should beat Oklahoma at home if you're starting 3-0. And I think Nebraska should beat Wisconsin at home. But you've lost to Wisconsin, what, 7 straight years?
I don't know.
So I say should,
but eventually,
but use
but
that
the laws
should
of
loosely.
Averages to tell you that you're going to beat them eventually.
Eventually. Would it be this
year?
Yeah,
it could be. You could have beat them last year.
I don't know.
I look at this schedule, and the only team that's like, all right, man, this is gonna be. I call them white knuckle games. Okay, when it gets cold out and you make a fish, your knuckles turn white. Even mine, Nate, yours is probably
yours
red,
becoming ashy.
Pink.
It comes right.
So I look at it. The only team that you really sit there and be like, man, Michigan.
But you were beating up on Michigan, and you had to absolutely Nebraska knucklehead it to let them escape last year with a win.
Same thing against Michigan State,
right? Like
But again, I'm talking. Michigan was a legit team last year.
I love that Jay's
made the playoff.
Jay's being the voice of reason.
But no,
I love this.
Right. So Michigan, regardless, Michigan could tell you this: you guys got up for the game more than we got up, and we still finished you. We took your best shot. We still left a victory. Now, if Michigan would tell you or try to get you to be convinced that if we played you guys 5 times, we'll win 5 times, that's the closest that you're going to be. Okay, so now we're fast forward to this year. Michigan is the only team that you should look at the schedule and like, okay, them dudes got a roster. They're going to be –
I agree.
And you're on the road up there. November, whatever.
It's
going to
be cold in Ann Arbor.
But it's just going to be, you know, you're up there.
They live in Nebraska. It's not that cold.
But it's on the road. You know, it's just on the road. And they're at home. They're at the big house. At Iowa? No. I mean, none of these other teams should be worrisome. Now, granted, is it a huge order and some sort of – it'd be like a – you know, betting a dollar. And if Nebraska goes, you know, 11-1, you win $1 million. But it's realistic in the sense of there's nobody on the schedule that they should be worried
about.
So
we'll go to break, and in the final segment, I'm going to change this only by a little. I'm going to change
means,
it because –
that's going to be – that means you're going to change it by a lot.
No. The only change is it's Coach Jay Foreman. And when he looks at this roster and his – it's but it's his team, and he looks at the schedule, I want to know what he thinks that team's going to be and what's acceptable from him when we come back.
You're listening to Old School with DP and Jay. Download the mobile app and listen wherever you are on 93.7 The Ticket and theticketfm.com.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you'll get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matters more than ever. Place your money line, prop, or parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park.
Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.